Now, this power is demonstrated, it's manifested by supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, where as that power then begins to operate in our lives, we find ourselves gifted with abilities from the Holy Spirit to work in supernatural ways. Things like words of wisdom, words of knowledge, supernatural insight into situations that we couldn't get except through the Holy Spirit. Maybe God puts a sense of discernment, a discernment of spirits or a discernment in our heart where we see somebody and the Holy Spirit just tells us about something about them, something we could not know other than by supernatural means. Gifts of healing, seeing people getting healed by the power of God, casting out demons by the power of God, prophetic gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretations of tongues, all of these supernatural gifts come by this power of the Holy Spirit that we're going to talk about. Now, Jesus says this is coming. And you think the disciples would be like, man, cool, lay it on me, I can't wait. But something tells me that when he said this, they just didn't get it. You know, it's kind of, they missed it. Because when he said, you know, you're going to be, John baptized with water, you guys are going to get baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. And what did they say to him? Yippee, I can't wait. They said, Lord, does that mean you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? You know, and I can imagine Jesus just, you know, thinking, you know, ouch, man. You know, they have one thing on their mind. They wanted to, you know, rule and reign and throw out the pagan Romans and, you know, get the land of milk and honey going and get some political power. And they were thinking of Israel. And you know, when I was looking at this verse and praying about it and saying, God, just give me some insight. You know, the thought that came into my mind, we've got an election coming in November. Right around the corner. And please, please, please don't misunderstand what I'm about to say. I believe strongly that Christians ought to be involved in the civic arena. I believe we ought to be writing our senators and congressmen. I think we ought to be out there protesting sometimes. I think we ought to get the word out and promote those who are going to hold up godliness and righteousness in office. I am absolutely in every way, shape, and form about that. I think we ought to be hugely politically active. So please don't misunderstand me. But you know what? We're talking about the kingdom of God. And you know, as I read this passage, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? I can almost hear the church asking sort of like the same thing. Lord, will you at this time restore Congress to Christians? Will you at this time restore, you know, Congress to Republicans? Will you at this time put your people in the White House? Oh, there'd be so much we could do with the right people in Congress and the right people in the White House. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to disparage that or anything. I am out there. I'm going to be voting. I can't wait to, you know, put in my name that I want as president. Not my name, but the guy that I want for president. And Scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When a wicked man rules, the people groan. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely, we ought to be politically active. We ought, Christians above all people who have freedom in this country to do that, ought to be taking advantage of that. But, you know, I can almost say the Lord saying to us, just as he said to the disciples, you know, Lord, what are you going to do this November? Are you really going to give it back to the Christians? And I can almost hear him saying, it's not for you to know the things that God has put in his power. The Lord reigns in the kingdom of men and appoints over them whom he will for his purposes. But, Leomar, but John, but Leonard, but Nathan, everybody say, but verse 8, you shall receive what? Power! But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost ends of the earth. And I can almost hear him saying to his disciples on that day, guys, man, you are thinking too small. You're talking about Israel. I want to change the world. I want you to go out into every corner of this earth where there are kings and rulers and tyrants and benevolent dictators and every imaginable form of government, and I want you to get beyond Israel. You're talking about this little strip of land in Palestine. I'm talking about continents full of people. You're thinking about political power. I want you to get a vision for the power of God. I'm talking about power to wreck the kingdom of darkness, to go and ransack the devil and plunder his goods. I'm talking about power to set people free, to raise the dead and heal the sick, to cure the lame, to open blinded eyes, to get people who were headed for hell saved and reconciled to God and filled with the very power and life of God. You want political offices? You have no idea the power that I'm talking about. And I can almost hear him saying, guys, man, you're thinking too small. Man, I got huge things that are in store for you. You want to talk about power and authority? Verse 9. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Where did Jesus go? Where? Where? Heaven. Amen. Where in heaven did Jesus go? Where? To the right hand of the majesty on high. He went to the throne of heaven. He said in Matthew chapter 28, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. How much authority did he have? All authority. All authority in Israel, in the United States, in heaven and on earth. You want to talk power? You want to talk authority? You can't get any more authority than that. And he is our king. That's power. In other words, this November they could elect Satan himself to the White House. But our God still reigns, and he has given his power to his church, and he will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. That's power. Man. Put in that house whom you will. Yeah, I'll be out there voting. I'll be campaigning. I will write letters. I will do whatever you want. But put in that house who you want. Our God still reigns. Praise God. They could. What if they put Nero in there where he used to take Christians and strap them to poles and cover them with tar and set them on fire as torches for his parties in his palace? I mean, we got some, really kind of bad candidates, but nobody that bad. But when they did that, man, the church exploded. Church exploded. We're going to see in Acts chapter 7, man, Acts chapter 8, persecution is what drove the church out to do what God called them to do in the first place, because they were too comfortable sitting around Jerusalem. He had to send persecution to get them to go out and fulfill the Great Commission. Who knows, man? Yeah, I'm going to be voting alongside, man, I'd vote twice if they let me. But I will not be dismayed, man. I'm going to have confidence and faith that we serve a mighty God who is able to work, and whoever sits in that office does not diminish his power one iota. Praise God. Amen, man. If we put as much time seeking the power of God as we do seeking political, comings and goings, how powerful would his church be? If we could go out in the power of God and change the people of this nation and impact them for the kingdom, would they not vote a righteous man into office? That's my thought. Praise God. So, again, not to take anything away from Bill O'Reilly or Hannity, Sean Hannity, or any of these guys, or being politically active, or any of that stuff, I think it rocks, man. It's cool. But you know what? I'm all about the power of God. I want to see that. That's what I want to see come down. Praise God. Man. Now, what is this power that he's talking about? This OPP. Outward performing power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And many of you have probably been around charismatics and Pentecostals for a while, know about this, but let me just go ahead and go into this. The word power there is a Greek word, and it's called dunamis. Everybody say dunamis. How many people have ever heard that word before? Lots. Excellent. Wonderful. It's the same root that we get our English word dynamite from. And it has the same kind of dynamic. You know, has anybody experienced the power of dynamite in their life? Probably not, or you wouldn't be here. Okay, a little bit. And, you know, a couple, I remember, like, you know, the guy that used to sit in the back that loved to go to these explosion, you know, seminars and all. They'd blow stuff up, and he'd have pictures of these, you know, bombs going off. Ken?
I've got an experience one time when he did
this. Did you really?
Yeah, right up here at the Susquehanna River. They have a quarry that's back in there. And as a matter of fact, we were dumb state employees. We went ahead to the bottom of the pit. And I went over there and I saw these guys leave, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that they had like a flag or something. And, but anyway, this guy came down and got us and took his ass. He said, you don't want to be down there. It's just about the place. We pulled up out of there. And next thing you know, you see this whole big side of the mountain just start heaving forward.
Yeah.
And you hear the boom.
Did it rock your world, Ken?
Oh, man, it did.
Praise God. You know what? That's what God wants to do. He wants to rock our world. He wants us to encounter His power and experience His power and be in awe of His power.